It's the Donna Sugar Show. Oh, yes. It's everything. It's everything. It's high heel shoes. It's makeup. It's wigs. It's video games. It's movies. It's Dungeons and Dragons and World of Warcraft. It's about me. The podcast is about me. You should know this. You download it. The Donna Sugar Show. Yes. Oh, God. This voice. I sound like the author. Yes. Oh, I need a nap. Well, hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars. Yes. And welcome to the Donna Sugar Show. Oh, yes. Welcome back, everyone, to another week of my podcast. I am so happy that you can be here. This is your... God, I just... Okay, so let me tell you. So I was told by another podcaster who had listened to me that I didn't even realize listened to me. I won't say who. Tell me, like, hey, you really should have something at the beginning of your show that's kind of semi-scripted, kind of describing what your podcast is. And I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to like think about like, what is my podcast? So like, what do I do in my podcast? So I'm a drag queen-esque. I like drag, so hair and makeup. So I don't know, beauty. And I try to be funny, so kind of comedy. I talk about my life, so journal. LGBTQ plus. Video games, I don't know, nerdiness. So I was thinking something along the lines of nerd pop culture. I don't know. I really don't know. So I was, and that stemmed, like, that kind of thought process stemmed. And then I keep getting these notifications on Facebook for, like, you have $5 to spend on a Facebook ad. Spend it. Okay, fine. But they tell you, you only have 90 characters. That's if you're using Facebook Lite. And Facebook Lite is not available in the United States. If you are out there, if outside of the US, if you have Facebook Lite, God bless you. It is so much better than Facebook. So many less ads. So much less bullshit. The video plays only when you click it. Like, it's just, oh God, it's just such an easier life. I wish I had it, the option of using it here. So they only said you only have 90 characters. Well, 90 characters isn't enough time to say shit. Like, what am I supposed to say in 90 characters? So I was like, okay, the Donna Sugar Show, video games, D&D, and drag queens. My show is ... Oh, crud, a character limit. And I didn't put the T. There was my 90 characters. I'm like, okay, that's funny. So we'll see how that goes. If you have any recommendations on how you think I should be opening the show, absolutely. I love this. I know people like Daniel Brewer and Vera and Adam Burns and these people and Big Fatty, even Big Fatty. I mean, come on. Even Big Fatty is better organized than I am. And I need help. So I don't know how to do it. And it's sounds sad and pathetic at this moment. Oh, God. Yes. For 5 cents a day, you can help Donna Sugars become less pathetic. Yeah, no, I don't want your money. I also got another message from that same person saying that, well, why aren't you sharing your Amazon wish list? Or why are you not creating a posh, what the fuck, and where they ask for your money? God damn it, I just went blank. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't want your money. I don't want your money, and I'm not going to tell you what's on my Amazon wish list because my Amazon wish list is inappropriate. Hold on, I'm going to do this anytime we do it.
Mom, don't listen. Mom, don't listen. Mom, don't listen. I'm talking about dicks.
Yeah, dicks. You've been warned. Okay, sorry. Had to get that out there. I'm looking at my Amazon wish list, and yeah, I have a couple of adult toys that I plan on eventually buying. Okay, yes, I am Goldilocks, and I am going through this whole thing, and yes, I did finally get Papa in there, and he fits, and if he fits, it ships, and I enjoy that, but doesn't mean I don't want to try other things. I'm not a one dildo kind of girl. I don't know. So I'm looking at other things. So yeah, there's a lot of weird things on my wish list. And God forbid I share that wish list and suddenly like my mom's like, oh, I'll use his, my mother doesn't sound like this. I don't know why I'm giving her this. This is how I'm going to talk about my mother. This is the voice my mother's going to speak with. No. So my mom is going to like, oh, I'll use the Amazon wish list for the holidays. And then science like, Adam wants a big dick. And I, at this moment, I realized I said that very loud. Luckily, my neighbor upstairs died. God, that sounded terrible. That sounded terrible. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible monster. He did pass away upstairs last Thursday. And his family was here and after the funeral, now his family is gone. So, I said it like that, like not trying to be mean. I'm sorry. It's just like, there's no one here. Ryan's gone and he's gone. So I'm alone in my little corner of the condo. Wow. When you say that like that, it's really bleak and sad and a little scary. So I can scream, Adam wants a dick. And it's okay. Okay, so now we can go back to letting people listen. Let's get into some 2 minutes of news because I have just been rambling on about nothing. Slowly losing my mind. This is what happens. I've been slowly recording this podcast all today in between getting groceries and playing a little WoW with some friends. Asking about some requests of some people, some friends, and everything I was doing today, I got nothing done. And now it's 11:45 and I'm like, I can get it done tonight. Let's see. At some point you're going to hear, okay, everybody. Well, it's Sunday now. We didn't finish the show yesterday. It's going to happen. So let's get right into some 2 minutes of news. Why don't we? Okay. The CBS comedy Mom will do its eighth season without one of its two leads as Anna Faris decides to leave the show to pursue other opportunities, like working at Home Depot, because she'll never work in Hollywood again. Drag Race Canada judge Jeffrey Boyer Chapman has exited Twitter following a hailstorm of harassment by fans of the series for his judging. Armie Hammer, the actor famous for Call Me By Your Name, has spent the last 2 months working construction and living with his boss and going on hikes every day since the split from his wife Elizabeth Chambers. In another story of Welcome to America, This Is How It's Gonna Be From Now On, a man refused to wear a mask, threatened to sue Chipotle, and demanded the police be called after an employee refused to serve him. Grey's Anatomy star Sarah Ramirez comes out as non-binary. In me is the capacity of a girlish boy or a boyish girl. I love you, darling. Congratulations for living your truth. And in other amazing LGBTQ+ news, Star Trek Discovery will introduce the franchise's first transgender and non-binary characters in Season 3. For a Federation to be all about acceptance, it's about damn time. How long has Star Trek been on the air? Oh my god, and even more LGBTQ+ news! Niecy Nash marries Jessica Betts in a surprise ceremony! Oh, I'm so excited! A 70-year-old couple receives an anonymous note, most likely from a Karen, calling their unpainted house an eyesore, and then, thanks to the love of their local community, receive over $48,000 for help with repairs. Take that, Karen. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Disney has announced that they are going to make a new Haunted Mansion live action movie. As long as it's better than that 2003 horror mess with Eddie Murphy, then I'm so excited. I love that ride. Okay guys, so Leonard Cohen's reps tell the GOP, no, you're not allowed to play Hallelujah at the RNC convention. And then they did it anyway. The owner of the destroyed Kenosha store refused to meet with Trump, so Trump replaced him with the former owner, proving that Trump only cares about the photo op and doesn't actually care about other people. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his wife and 2 daughters have all tested positive for COVID-19. Darlings, I pray that you all get better soon and that you're all gonna be okay. And finally, Andy Cohen posts shirtless photos of Anderson Cooper on Instagram and I am loving it! 2 minutes of news! Yes. Okay, darlings, God, that was terrible. That took a while to record because I kept stepping on certain words, so I had to just keep going back and redoing it. And there's one moment in there that I just couldn't do it again. That literally, I was mid-word, forgot what I was talking about, even though I'm staring at the story, I eyes glazed over, and then I just moved on to the next story. So, we're just gonna stick with that. it was rough. But let's recap the things that are important. I think a lot about this story about Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. I get some of your points. I get some of your points that you have about him. But the fact that you're attacking him so hard that he is quitting Twitter over the harassment, I mean, this is not, and this isn't even the first person this week. You've got someone like Widow Von Du who's talking about quitting drag altogether because of their treatment. You've had people like Magnolia Crawford who went on the show and then said the criticism that they received was so bad that they've just given it up. I mean, there are people who have earned that. I can't even say that. As much as I dislike someone like Fifi O'Hara because she's, I mean, fucking crazy, I dislike her because of how hateful she is outside of the show and how when she was on the show, she was constantly playing games to try and ruin other contestants. That's where I dislike her. But, like, I've never gone online and said, like, Fifi, you should go kill yourself. Like, because that's fucked up. I'm sure. And there's the thing. At this moment, this is where my mind is at this moment. But I'm sure that you can probably go back and listen to an old podcast. I'm sure you can listen to me where I have said terrible things about terrible people. But at this moment, I think at this moment in my life, I'm realizing, like, it's so unhealthy. It really is. So, guys, I mean, if you have an opinion, have it. But, like, calm down a bit. If you don't want him to be a judge, you don't attack him on social media. You send messages to World of Wonders recommending they find someone else. You send a strongly worded letter. The reason why Karens are so good at doing what they do, like not the ones recently, but the good ones from the old days, the ones with the good haircuts, the reason why they always get those free meals when they talk to the manager is they know the trigger words to say and they know who to talk to. They're not going to yell at you, the server. They're going to go straight to your manager. So be smart. If you don't like him as a judge, let the producers know. Let the people who make the show know. Don't attack him on Twitter. That's just fucking pointless. It does nothing. Fuckers at Chipotle, honestly, we're at the point now that I'm not shocked anymore by any of these things. Any judge that would actually see this, any judge that would see this case is ridiculous. Any cop that would arrest the Chipotle's employee shouldn't be a cop anymore. And there's lots of people right now that shouldn't be cops anymore. But we won't get into that. Sarah Ramirez, I don't know what pronouns to use. Like, I don't know what the pronouns for non-binary are. Because, like, in the article, even in the article I was reading, because, and this was Yahoo News, so God knows how, I'm going to use a young term, how woke they are. They say actor at one moment. So is everyone an actor? Is an actor a male, have a male connotation to it? Is there, so that's why I just said star. Because I didn't know, and nowhere in the article does it say he, she. I fucking love her haircut in this picture, though. It's great. It's everything I wanted. Shaved on the sides. It's got the line, and then the top is coiffed and gorgeous. So jealous of that hair. Star Trek introducing. I'm going to save that. I'm sorry, because I definitely want to talk about that. The unpainted house. Okay, so this couple, this is an older couple. So they got this fucked up message about unpainting their house being an eyesore. Now, she has multiple sclerosis and is bedridden. He had a heart attack and a quadruple bypass 10 years ago. He had developed kidney problems. So the two of them are not capable of going out and painting the house. Okay, and they couldn't afford to have it done by someone else. So since the note, the couple's family had put the note online, like, this is really fucked up for you to say to a person. And they immediately set up, people wanted to donate. Even you had people from the city going, like, what can we do? Like, can we help? Like when you've got, like, family, like, businesses that are saying, how can we contribute? When you've got, like, the city hall telling you, like, what can we do? So it's great. They raise this money to do some repairs, fix the roof, get the house to be more presentable so that bitches like Karen can mind their own fucking business. Stop worrying about their property values. Shut the fuck. I'm sorry. I just had a conversation about being mean to people online and then I just did it. Happy for Niecy Nash. Congratulations. Okay, so if anyone's seen the original Haunted Mansion movie that knows that this is, the old one was terrible. You guys don't realize the amazing story that the Haunted Mansion has. Now, if you've been on the Haunted Mansion, there is a loose story there, but the actual story that was original to when the ride came out was amazing. So there's these moments. So there's not a full-on lockdown story, but I remember we had gone to Club 33. We had gotten an invitation. It's kind of this exclusive Disney club that's right there by Haunted Mansion. And they were telling us about it, that there were these animatronic crows that were supposed to be throughout the Haunted Mansion telling you this story about a pirate, talking about a pirate who, and he left his lover at the home, and then the pirate died, and then the lover hung herself in the attic, and all the ghosts, and it's just this dark and brilliant story. Now, is it true, or is this just some server at a restaurant giving us some flack? But I'm pretty sure in that kind of restaurant, if you had told the wrong story, there'd be a problem. So I'm curious to see them be serious. Yes, it's a Disney franchise, but come on, get a little dark. Tell us something real. You went there with Pirates of the Caribbean. You went to some dark places. You went to some stupid places. But you can do it with Haunted Mansion, too. We don't need Eddie Murphy to be talking to ghosts and make it funny and bring on. I mean, you don't have to you don't have to bring in Terrence Stamp, who I know from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, to come play the bad guy. Like, calm down. But I will say to everyone out there, Wallace Shawn as one of the ghosts, and Jennifer Tilly, brilliant. If you're going with a comedy, those two were brilliant. Eddie Murphy, yeah, it was not a great movie. Okay, because I'm getting out of time here, so one or two more. So the whole thing about the Kenosha owner. Okay, so the camera owner, they're talking about doing this kind of press conference in front of the burned down building. The owner of the store was like, no, I don't want anything to do with this. So they contacted the owner of the building, and the owner of the building, who owned the store before selling it to the current owner, came, introduced themselves as the owner of the business. You don't own the business, you own the building. There's a difference. So it's all about a photo op, and it's just kind of sad and pathetic. Speaking of the perfect photo, Anderson Cooper, thank you. Bravo to Andy Cohen. Because, God, even in his 50s, oh, God, Anderson Cooper's hot, but he's so pasty. He's like a big pile of whipped cream. You just want to lick it. Look at those little nipples. Oh, God, I'm having a moment. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm thirsty. Oh, excuse me, I needed a sip. Ooh, girl, yummy. So go to Andy Cohen, Bravo Andy, to check that out, because they're great. God, I have a thing for scrawny white dudes. I do. They're just so pretty. Okay, I got to talk about the Star Trek thing here. Last thing, I have, there's no way that I cannot do this. I just have to talk about it. Nerd alert. Yes, absolutely. I'm a nerd in this regard. We need to talk a second about Star Trek. Okay, so this is a big deal. Let me tell you why it's a big deal. So Star Trek is introducing into not just Star Trek Discovery, but the entirety of the Star Trek universe, characters who are transgendered and non-binary. This is a huge fucking deal. Because if you look at really the history of LGBT in Star Trek, even though they talk about this culture that was created, that the Starfleet is all about acceptance and love of people, and as long as they are performing their task and whatever these Star Trek Federation ideals, they were really lacking having any type of representation. Now, yes, you didn't see it until Next Generation, where you even got into any type of storylines related to it. You had something like, I remember, Data's when Data created his daughter, there was this whole thing where, because Whoopi talked about it, she said the line was, well, when a man loves a woman, when she's talking to this robot about sexuality, and she's like, no, I'm not doing that. So she said, like, it's like what it should be is when two people are in love. And I just remember that from I think, what, 2008? It was a while ago. So it's just this, you don't see officially, like, I'm trying to think of these moments when there was actual, like, this is where the nerd comes in. I remember there was the genderless one where Riker, and the woman the character started to identify as female because the character had an attraction to Riker. It's the beard. The beard does it every time. And yeah. Okay. So you have these shows. Star Trek has been out for how long now? When did Star Trek first come out? I mean, all of these shows in the iteration of the original show, I mean, you go back as far back as you possibly can from the start of this show way back in 1966. Right? 1966? I'm having a moment. Yes, 1966. And to 2020. And you know when we had our first LGBT character on a show? Now, I'm not talking about the whole lesbian sex scene from Deep Space Nine where the character is a host character where the outer host can change, but the inner kind of, it's kind of like a worm, retains the personalities of each host before that. So yes, there was a love affair where one of the previous hosts who was male is now in a female body, and yeah, this his former love, and they have this lesbian moment. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual identifying character. You don't see it until 2016. Like, what? Why did it take that long? And that was on the movie. That was Star Trek Beyond, where they let Sulu, they introduced Sulu as being in a same-sex relationship, raising a daughter. That was the first time. I mean, from the 60s to 2016. And then just a year later, in Star Trek Discovery, we got Paul Stamets and Hugh Colbert playing a same-sex couple in that show. And that's where, I mean, that's where, and I'm glad it's this show that are adding these characters in, because these characters have already gone to this place. And I think it's great. I just, why did it take so goddamn long? The Federation stands for love and acceptance, for accepting people for who they are. Like, why couldn't the TV show reflect that a little better, okay? I'm sorry. I'm getting off the soapbox. I'm moving on.
What's this? It's the internet. What's that? It's a big network and open forum that allows the expression of opinions where people have discussion with their different points of view.
Thank you. So this week has been a crazy week. I have been watching Doom Patrol. I'm really, if any of you out there who have HBO, has the new HBO service where they're actually combined with several other streaming networks that were trying to go it alone, and they're now HBO Max, which is showing you a lot of different ones, and one of those is the DC streaming service. So now I get, I'm so excited, I get Doom Patrol, which I've wanted to watch forever because lots of people that I love on it. For those of you who have never heard this show, it's kind of a it's a band of people who are extraordinary for one reason or another, but they're all kind of fucked up. Brendan Fraser is back in the show, and brilliant, by the way. And he's a brain in a robot body. Not even a like new kind of cyborg robot, but no, this is like old school, like it looks like copper kind of robot. Old Cybermen kind of robot. And then you have the one character who can't control her form and she just becomes a blob. But she is a Rita Farr. She's an old Hollywood actress. And Matt Bomer, gorgeous. Who's one of the most beautiful examples of cis white male. just this beautiful man. He's in full makeup, head to toe burns, radiation exudes from his skin, and he has to wear bandages every time he leaves his secured room or he could kill everyone around him. So he full on looks like the Invisible Man with the trench coat, bandages wrapped around his head and his hands, and wearing goggles. It's a cool look, but at the same time, like, it's you're literally you're taking the most beautiful, delicious thing. You are taking caviar and you're putting ketchup on it. Like, what are you doing? But it's great. And then I think one of my favorite characters, I do love her a lot, is her name is Crazy Jane, and she is one of like 90 something personalities that are living in this girl and protecting her from early trauma. And some of those characters have superpowers. So kind of cool. It's a really fun show. I jumped into it. the best thing, if you've seen the show is super, super kind of all accepting, very, very queer at moments. So Danny is a street. Talk about Danny the Street. So Danny the Street is a sentient street. It's described as a living and sentient piece of urban geography who can magically and seamlessly place themselves in any urban landscape at will. So pretty much it's a street. At one point, it's a street in London. At one point, it's a street in Ohio. And it can communicate with other people using... can use like any words that they see around. He can change the words into words that he wants to talk to you. So really kind of amazing. Danny's magic. Danny is amazing. And Danny is super, how he is portrayed here is, in the show is this very queer, friendly, all about love and acceptance, taking in the outcasts and the disposed. Some of them with superpowers, some of them not, and just giving them a place to feel safe. And it's very, very queer and very cool. One of the characters in the show, I'm not going to ruin anything by hopefully saying this, was sent to the town with ill thoughts and ended up becoming a denizen of the town, and a pretty fabulous one at that. So it's super fun. I love Danny the Street. In the comic books, Danny becomes Danny the World, and then he goes back to being Danny the Brick. It's all kinds of things. I love it. So watch the show. The show is really fun. And I don't know how far it goes past season 2, but I have enveloped all of it, and I want more. So other than that, internet-wise, I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. We are getting closer and closer to the next expansion of the game, which I've got to find a way to really express to you how excited I am. And besides that, a game that I'm playing that I am openly encouraging everyone else to try is a game called Fall Guys. Fall Guys Ultimate Knockdown. And it is this fun game that you can play this by yourself, or you can play this with a group of three other friends, four of you. And you join this online game where you will be pooled with a group of 60 random people. Your four friends, and then... you, your three friends, and then 56 other people, sorry. And then you have to get to the end of this kind of weird obstacle course, and you look like a jelly bean, and then you can get different outfits. It's super fun. It's super cute. You can find it on Steam. It's a super fun game to play, and it's something that's a good kind of like take a moment away, laugh, be silly. I laugh so much playing it. It's so much fun. There was that Humans Fall Flat is another one that was recommended to me that we played, had a lot of fun playing. This is something that we do every week. We get together and we kind of play these games as a way of just keeping contact, because it's so easy to forget. It's so easy for a month, 2 months, 3 months to go by and you realize you haven't spoke to your friends in forever. So playing those games, tons of fun, liking that a lot. I am so tempted, and I'm fighting every bit of the temptation I have. Like, every fiber of my being, I am fighting myself from spending the money and getting Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Oh, I want it so bad. But right now, no, I can't do it. October is when World of Warcraft, the next expansion, comes out. There are things to do. I can't. Other than that, the only thing I really want to point out to you guys from the internet that I think is very important, I think that you all should spend the time and go enjoy, is one, go Google right now Gilbert Gottfried reading the lyrics to WAP. It's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. I'm going to play this a little bit for you so that you can enjoy it as well.
I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Thank you, Gilbert. Oh, it's so good. I love it so much. So that came out. And go to YouTube and put in Parents React to WAP. The one that's coming from Trend Followers TikTok, there's five different videos. They are absolutely brilliant. these parents have no idea what the fuck they're listening to. So it's really hysterical. And you know what? I am obsessed with that video. I have seen that video so many times. I have seen the version of that video that has gay men doing a lip sync version of that video that was brilliant. Like, it's just so good. I have seen the Lady Bunny parody version of that video, which is just called DAP for dry ass pussy. Lady Bunny and Flotilla DeBarge dressed as old women. It's genius. Well, I mean, it's Flotilla DeBarge dressed as an old woman. It's Lady Bunny as herself, an old woman. Peace and love, Lady Bunny. I love you. So it's genius. And you know what? I think that if you have not heard the WAP video, go spend the time. But you know what? I thought that Donna Sugar's Theater would give you a special surprise.
The Donna Sugar Show Theater proudly presents
Whores in This House. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Well, technically, there's only one whore in this house. I said certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pullout game weak, woo. Yeah, 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 yeah. You fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you've got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, won't say that, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. This pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Oh, I love that one. Make it cream, make me scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook and I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell him where to put it, never tell him where I'm about to be. I run down on him, for I have a running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a car while you ride that dick. You really ain't gonna fuck him for a thing. He already made up his mind before he came. Now get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet-ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hitter, need a deep stroker, need a henny drinker, need a weed smoker, not a garter snake, I need a king cobra with a hook in it, make it lean over. He's got some money, that's where I'm adding. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste it, now he's diabetic. I don't want to spit, I want to gulp, I want to gag, and I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dangling thing that swings in the back of my throat. It's a uvula, that's what it's called. My head game is fire, Pusani Dasani. It's going in dry, and it's coming out soggy. I ride on that thing like the cops is behind me. I spit on his mic, now he's trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch. Handcuff, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beating. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D, stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who is this, when I ride his dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're fucking with some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop. That's some wet-ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet-ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet-ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet-ass pussy. Okay, darlings, well, after that absolute masterpiece, I just don't know where to go from here.
She's probably playing WoW or something.
Job's done.
Me not that kind of orc.
Oh, darlings, I love that so much. I'm having so much fun making bumpers. It's really a lot of fun. So, darlings, I want to continue this on into a regular segment. I want to really get you guys to enjoy this game as much as I do by telling you the story. Sometimes just knowing the story is enough to make you love it. I don't just want to ram it in, whether you like it or not, because I love doing it. I just want to slowly work it in until you get used to it. And you just want more, and you just keep asking for more until it's just aggressive. Oh, Darth, that sounds really inappropriate. You know, we're just gonna stick with that. We're gonna stick with that. So darlings, let's start off by continuing where we left off here. So Horde and the Alliance make up the two races of Azeroth, and these two races are in a constant war since the orcs were brought here against their will back in the very first game called Warcraft. The first war, second war, third war. World of Warcraft takes off at the end of the third war, in which the Alliance is continuing as it is, this stoic group led by the human kingdom of Stormwind. This giant white castle, kind of very much the fantasy-esque kind of setup that you would expect. And so you've got this human kingdom, and they're met with called Stormwind, and then you've got the dwarves, the very much the stereotype of a fantasy dwarf, from their home of Ogremore. Anyone who's a dwarf is like, you can't even get their damn name right. And the dwarves are from Ironforge. And then you've got the gnomes, who are originally from Gnomeregon. Very original. And the final race of the original game were the Night Elves. Now, the Night Elves are a race of elves that love nature. They have their own sense of magic, but for the most part, they're all about nature and protecting nature. And you met them in the third game, and they joined the Alliance against the Horde, because the Horde tends to love trees. Trees for building. So nothing pisses off a night elf more than an orc chopping down an old tree. So they joined the Alliance. And further in, as the games went on, you see more and more characters added to the game. In the first expansion, you saw this race called the Draenei, a spacefaring alien race that is fleeing from demons, trying to find a home. And they came to Azeroth, and they were welcomed by the Alliance. They are very much of a mishmash. They're a little bit... They've got these bone ridges that kind of shoot up. They've got cloven hooves, and they've got these tentacles that come down off their face. They're a little bit like Klingons in their appearance. Klingons and dwarves... Fawns, a little bit. So, an interesting race. Very stoic and about the light, and they're led by the prophet Velen, who can see the future. And then later on, you've got the Worgen, and the Worgen are humans that were affected. It's a kingdom of Gilneas, and these Worgen were infected, and now they're werewolves. So they can be human or werewolves, and they have rejoined the Alliance and are now, these two human kingdoms are now working together again. Now, on the Horde side, so at the beginning of the third game, the Orc Thrall is liberating his fellow orcs from internment camps where they were placed by humans at the end of the Second War. And they are trying to find a home of their own. Someplace because they can't go back to their old world. They're stuck here on Azeroth. They need to find a place of their own. So Thrall leads them to an undiscovered land that he names Durotar, after his father Durotan. And they have a capital city that they name Orgrimmar. Orgrimmar, after Orgrim Doomhammer, who is another orc who actually struck the final blow to a demon, freeing the orcs from the mind control of these demons and giving them a chance at being free again. Now, they are met with their friends that they've made along the way, the Darkspear Trolls, a very much voodoo-centric. They believe in various gods, and these gods act as like factotum, like sometimes literal totem, and kind of hunched over with these huge tusks that come out on the sides. And you've got the Tauren. The Tauren are these bovine upright cows, for lack of a better way of explaining them. Huge hooves, very big, beefy men and women that have a very sense, they kind of give this very Native American feel to them. And then you have the undead. Now, this is the kind of crazy one of here. The undead were humans that were killed and raised by a lich king as part of the Third War. And these undead did their job. They killed and killed and killed until, without going too deeply in the story, they got their freedom, their mind freedom. They were still undead, but they were no longer under anyone's control. They were themselves, and they needed a place, and they were welcomed into the Horde. Now, in the further expansions, when you got the Draenei, you got the polar opposite of the Draenei. You got the Blood Elves. The Blood Elves are a variation of the Night Elves. The Blood Elves are to magic what the Night Elves are to nature. They're all about magic and expanding upon magic. Now, they were longtime members of the Alliance, but at their hour of need, during the Third War, when they were being attacked by the Lich King Arthas, and they were desperate for help, the Alliance did not come to their aid. So they turned to the Horde, and they have found a home with the Horde. And just as the Alliance got the Worgen, the Horde got a tribe of goblins. Now, goblins have been in the game from the very beginning, but these are a specific cartel, because goblins are organized into cartels, called the Bilgewater Cartel. Now, there's a whole story that goes along with it, but for the most part, their island home was destroyed, and they needed a new place to go, and they have been welcomed into the Horde. And they've actually helped bring their scientific know-how into the whole Horde, which has been very helpful. So there are these two sides. You have these various characters that you can kind of progress into the world with. Now, when I play World of Warcraft, I create my characters, and my characters are important to me. My very first character that I played to completion, that sounds even worse. The character I have played the most on the max level every game, keep playing it over and over and over again, every expansion and bring her to the next level with me, is Norilla the Paladin. She's a Blood Elf Paladin. Paladins are warriors of holy virtue that summon the light within their weapons to fight against evil and the undead. This Paladin Norilla has been with me the longest. I have played her more than any other character. And everyone always asks me, where do you get the name Norilla? Well, the computer helped me. When I first started playing, I could not think of an original name on my own, so I let the computer do it for me with the random name generator, and that's what I came up with. That's what the game came up with for me. And so that was the game, that was my game character. And I've even tried changing the name to something that I picked, and people just know me as Norilla. Switching to another name would just be weird at this point. Now, from there, you tend to see that I developed a persona. I developed a thing with creating characters. Persona is the wrong word. I make a lot of characters. Some of them I play, some of them I just make to hold the name. But I started naming characters after drag queens. My very first three, I have Vita Bohem, who is a mage, and I have Noxima. And Noxima is a troll shaman that I have played for a long time. Not as long as Narilla, but still pretty long. And I mean, I've got Bob the DK, I've got Miss Vanjie, Desmond, Detox, Manila Luzon. I've got all these characters that I haven't really played, but I like saving the names. I love them. Now, on the Alliance side, I created a character because I wanted to see the Alliance perspective of the same scenarios that I was playing through as the Horde. So I created, and this is where I was not smart, I used Google Translate, and this was totally wrong. So I wanted to use, for some reason, I was like, really, like, I wanted to use a Norwegian name. So I looked up Wolf in Norse, and it was Ulv, U-L-U-L-V, and then I looked up she, which is Hun, H-U-N, so I was like, Hunulv. So I have this character, Hunulv, and that is not what she-wolf, that is not how you say she-wolf in Norwegian. So her name means nothing. It's stupid. But she is the primary Alliance character that I played for a long time, but I really didn't have anyone to play with until recently. So as I said in the previous episode, I started playing World of Warcraft with some boys from Mike from the Gayish podcast and his various listeners, and Scott the Satyr from the Satyrsphere podcast. And I love them both so much. And they invited me to be able to come in and play with them. So I brought a character over, and I created Kearney. Kearney is a Kul Tiran. It's a race of humans that have recently come back into the Alliance. They're big and beefy. They're very large men. And I thought it fitting that I needed a name for a strong, powerful gay man. So I went with one of the most strongest men in the world, the bodybuilder Kearney, who is an openly gay man. And so it seemed fitting. So he's a shaman. So he's an enhancement shaman. So he uses the elements to empower his weapons, and he's right in the middle of the fight, swinging his dual weapons, one in each hand, against his enemies. So pretty great. And then, like, on this one, the other one I play a lot is Nina West from RuPaul's Drag Race, who is a Kul Tiran mage, big, tall, statuesque, blonde beauty. And the character I've been playing a lot lately... over the last couple of days, is I realized I never played a human, because I normally don't want to play a human in these games. I want to play something else. But I'm like, fuck it, I'll be a human. So I created a human, and I'm like, he's kind of hot. So I named him Dom Top. D-O-M-T-O-P. And Dom Top, dominant top, or a forceful top, the exact opposite of me. And he is just walking around with his bare chest and leather harness and his knives in each hand, sneaking around. He's a rogue, so he, like, sneaks up behind you and stabs you with a knife, not with anything else. I know that name won't last because someone will report it and then I'll have to change it, but I'm enjoying it while I can, so I'm just loving it. And the boys think it's funny, and that's important.
Well, get with the program, Mijas. No one is so rich as to throw away a friend, you know how...
Oh, well, thank you, Chi-Chi. You are so right. Well, my darlings, thank you guys so much for another week and another week down. I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast. I hope that I'm doing a little bit to help you get through this pandemic, and as it's still going after all this time. So I have to give some special thank yous. The biggest thank you of them all is to you, my listeners, my darlings, my beautiful friends, for coming to listen to me rant and rant about sometimes nothing. And I have to give a big thank you this week to Scott the Satyr over at the Satyr Sphere podcast. Check them out, S-A-T-Y-R Sphere. sphere.blogspot.com. The Satyrsphere podcast is kind of a personal musings. Him and his dear friend, Cindy, the Flame Dame, that's so much better than Fag Hag, they talk theater, role-playing games, hockey, and Scott's most favorite thing ever, the Impaler, or his substantial penis. So check them out once again, satyrsphere.blogspot.com. And darlings, All I can say is that I love you all so much. You guys can find me in all the normal places, Instagram, Twitter. Leave an iTunes review. Call me. Send me a voicemail. Obviously, you can voicemail me at me@donnasugars.com. You can call me 716-236-8599 and leave me a voicemail. And always make sure to let me know if it's okay to play it on the air. And I will. And darlings, those of you on Facebook, I would love for you to come and join the Donna Sugar Show Facebook page. But remember, if you send me a friend request, please tell me who you are. Send me a message. If I don't know who you are, I don't know if you're not a scammer or some type of one of the weird people that are on the internet lately. So I will see everyone next week. I am getting myself back into the swing of doing my flashback podcasts. So hopefully you enjoy those flashback podcasts. I just posted one this week, and I'll have another one for you this upcoming week. So kisses. Mwah! Bye. Oh, it was so lyrical today.